grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
He's got his list of facts and stats.
Facts and figures, that's what we're all about.
Chris Fowley.
Hello.
Welcome aboard.
We'll even point it at me. There we go.
No worries. There we go. That's good.
Point your thing at me.
420 or thereabouts.
Marijuana Media. Thereabouts.
How long till the general election and referendum on cannabis law reform, Chris Fowley?
Well, that is, of course, the big thing that everyone is thinking. So October 17 is the day, the election day.
Do you have a clock counting down at the hemp store?
Yeah, in my brain, it's by the second, along with my rising anxiety levels.
Just gets closer and closer to a joint, and then right at the moment, gas.
Yeah, well,
the
moment of ignition is about to come. So that's, I think, the 3rd of October you can start voting.
Okay.
And then we'll be at the roach end on the 17th, final election day. And then official results 2 weeks after that. So we've got to still wait a while.
Are you going to vote on election day?
Well, you can vote early, you see. You can get in there and do it. And last election, about half of people voted early over that 2 weeks. And this time they made it even easier because they're going to have polling booths in places like supermarkets and places that people actually go
to. In your face, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So you don't have to go out of your way to do it. And that'll be on election day too. And the other thing that's really cool is you'll actually be able to enroll at the time you vote. And this is the first time that's ever happened. So in previous elections, when people have rocked up and done that, they've taken their vote and then thrown it away. And they discount hundreds of thousands of votes every election and throw them away.
Is that to just avoid conflict?
I think so.
That sucks so much.
Yeah. So this time you actually get to enroll. So there's like no excuse. So even on election day, if you hear your buddies like, I haven't voted yet, you can actually go down and do it.
I think it's a good time to remind everyone to check in with your buddies, see how they are, and ask them if they're enrolled.
I think that's a really powerful thing that people can do, and the reason being is everyone's heard the polls, right? The latest polls have shown it on a total knife edge, right? Even Stevens was the last one, 49.5% each is just incredible, 1% undecided. The thing to bear in mind, these polls are of voters. They're not of everyone. Mm. They're of voters. And so if the committed voters are absolute even, dead heat, it's the non-voters that are actually going to decide. Mm. And that's what I think is really interesting about it. It's the people that are disenfranchised and at the bottom of the heap and who have given up on politics and on voting and are just going, screw you guys, I don't want to be part of it. Those people are actually going to decide the outcome of this referendum if they turn up and vote. And so that's our big campaign, or our big message, is to get people who don't normally vote to actually turn up and do it. And so that's something that everyone can do. Everyone knows in their own life, one or two or three or 10 mates who don't vote, and that can be your project, is getting them to do it.
Super simple. Go to vote.nz.
That's the one.
And you can find all the info on how to enroll.
Right, it takes about 2 minutes. You can do it on your phone, and they got an 0800, what is it, 0800 367656. Mm-hmm. There we go. Call that up right now, after you're done listening, of course. And get in there and
does the orange guy answer the phone?
Puff
does. Little Puff.
Yeah, Little Puff, the dog, talking dog.
Cute Little Puff.
Okay. Big news of the week, though. Aside from that,
got a little cat called Roach. Yes. That's a great cat name, I reckon. Sorry, man.
I was just thinking that. How would you call this cat at night, though? But so the big news of the week, though, in referendum in cannabis land, is these reports that have come out from an economic consultancy firm called Burl, and they're quite sort of well known down in Wellington. They do a lot of consultancy for various government departments and things. And so the Ministry of Justice got them to look at what the cannabis scene would look like post legalisation.
Rad.
And they were going to keep this sort of under their hats till after the referendum, thinking, we don't want to be seen to be influencing people's votes. And then the Nats got wind of it and sort of like, what are you suppressing? And so they've released it, and it is really interesting. But I can see why, because a lot of, particularly the opponents, have latched on to how many stores there might be and are thinking this might be some sort of downfall of society. And so what Bill have done is they've looked at places overseas, particularly in North America, that have legalized cannabis, and then they've applied that here and looked at what the rules are going to be here compared to their look at the rates of consumption.
Sounds like an algorithm's
flying around there. Probably, a human-based one. Probably.
Love a good algorithm, yeah. Carry on.
So what they found, and this was the interesting thing, because previous examinations of how big the cannabis economy might be have been based on surveys of people who will admit to it in a survey, and in an environment not like right now, but in maybe a few years ago when people were a bit more worried. And so they came out very low, low. Massey University was saying it was something like 150 million to maybe 250. And you're like, really? Are you kidding me? Burl, as I say, they've looked at it a lot more in depth, and they've looked at what's happened overseas. So it's about a $1.4 billion economy. So if you think of even of our GDP, which is taking a hammering during COVID, and you know, Auckland is down something like 20% in the last month, you know, which is just incredible.
We're usually so productive.
Well,
Auckland.
Here we get to add $1 billion to our GDP just like that. And it's 5,000 taxpaying jobs is what they're estimating. And the wages these people would earn is $210 million a year. So this is all extra money that goes around the legitimate economy and circulates through other businesses and other things. It's not cash that's hidden under a mattress or buried along with, you know, for the people that can't bank, when money is illicit and it can't be banked, it doesn't help any other people.
Yeah.
It just stays in the illicit economy. But, when money circulates around the legal economy, it benefits all the other people that get to enjoy the spending. Yeah. And then they spend it and they spend it and they spend it.
That's going to change the game, man. It's a lot of money.
It is. It's huge. What they also found, if you looked at the excise taxes they're estimating to come in, along with the harm reduction levy that they put on sales, and this is still keeping prices within where they are now, so it's not like people have to think, oh, my weed's going to go up. It's not that. But the taxes get diverted to health and education. They're saying it would raise about $675 million a year into health and education. To put that into context, New Zealand spends about $150 million on alcohol treatment and rehab per year. That's it. So alcohol, the number one most harmful drug in New Zealand, gets 150 million thrown at it. This cannabis sales, if it's legal, if we vote yes, 675, we can not only fund all alcohol treatment, we can do all the other drugs, actually, as well as any problems to cannabis, and have a whole lot left over.
That plays to a point of a friend of ours who was saying that they're worried about it being too available for them. Cannabis.
Oh, we've got over the weekend.
Oh, like their own self-control.
Yeah.
Get a grip, mate.
Well, it just means there will be more avenues for therapy in place or whatever need to fix your problems, rather than having to sort of tail between your legs at the moment. You know, there's no real treatment for it. You know.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And people are more acceptable or more conducive to health-based messages.
But also,
and
in the words of Chloe, check your privilege a little bit on that one. Check your privilege, guy. Think about all the people that need the cannabis.
And think of all the people that get busted that shouldn't be. And so when people say, oh, I think it should stay illegal for X reason, well, what about all the other people that get busted for other reasons?
Mm. I think you just point at them and go, racist! Like that. Yeah. That's how you fix that.
Yeah, we were at a birthday party and...
Whoa, don't give all the facts!
Someone had some cannabis, which a lot of the people at the party were enjoying.
I may or may not smoke cannabis.
And the person whose cannabis it was saying, oh, look, not sure about it becoming legal. This is the person whose cannabis it was, because they might not be able to help themselves and they might indulge too frequently.
But they're relatively wealthy and they'll be able to afford therapy, I think. So they'll be fine.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll handle it. They'll be right. She'll be right. So anyway,
you'll start a business. That's what you'll do.
That's probably more likely. Well, speaking of which, yes. So 5,000 jobs, 419 stores. I was kind of a little disappointed that they didn't just come up with one more.
You know,
420. That's come so on, but 419. So Auckland itself would have about 100 of those. I think it was 125. They're estimating a kind of a bit of a mix of retail only, consumption lounges, and combined ones. But to put that in context, because I know that some of the National Party MPs have been putting out some tweets today saying this is more than the number of McDonald's and KFCs combined, and that could well be true. But of course, it's not like there's going to be one chain running all 419 stores. And in fact, the biggest can only ever be capped at 20% of the market, and I'm dubious that anyone would even get that. So it's not like you're going to have these big chains like McDonald's and KFC.
Do we have an idea of how many booze stores there are? Because I think
11,000.
11,000.
So I was just getting to that. Let's put that into context. Yeah. Okay, no. So 419 cannabis
stores.
Will
the weed shops be strategically placed to, you know, because like there's too many alcohol shops in certain areas for certain reasons. So what about that?
Exactly. So the license will be given out by a central authority, the Cannabis Regulatory Authority, and they will pay attention to things like density and demand in that area and what the local people want. And so you're not going to get, like with alcohol, if you meet the rules, you'll get your license.
It's nasty the way they place those places, man.
Yeah, well, when the next person turned up, they couldn't turn them down.
Right.
So it's just however many people turn up, you get another license, another one, and then that shop or that row of shops has got six bottle stores or whatever, and there's nothing they could do about that. Mm. But with this model for the cannabis legalization, there will be more controls on density and things like that. So they'll be spread around the country. That's one of the things that they don't want to have is like them all in one area, and so certain people in that area have really good choice and maybe better prices, or maybe bad behavior because of over-competition, who knows, but then another area might miss out and have a de facto prohibition.
The other thing, though,
part of it is making sure those places are spread evenly all around the country.
It's likely that we'll need more McDonald's and KFCs when marijuana gets legalized, so there's probably going to be a few more McDonald's popping up anyway.
I see it as a really good thing. I think that would be a stat to be
John
proud
doesn't
of.
Like that joke at all, man. I was brewing on that for too long. I had to get it out.
This would be a stat to be proud of if New Zealand could say we have more cannabis stores than McDonald's and KFC.
I love that.
That would be awesome.
I love that.
That is nothing to be ashamed of. That is
the green
a worthy
branches.
Goal to
like
aim
the golden
for.
Golden arches.
Just a couple of things before we go. One other thing that popped up in the news was old Paddy Gower has started promoting a show, and I know that we've got him coming up soon.
Fuck yeah!
Next week. He's coming.
Next week!
He's coming in next week to talk because his doco is out the following week.
Mm-hmm.
So he is coming in on Thursday, next Thursday.
Right.
To chat with you guys.
We will be wearing suits as well. You're wearing a suit.
We've got to think of some good questions.
I'm going to be like, hey, Paddy. He'll be like, yo, what's up, Big Hungry? And then we'll just sort of chat about Dak, probably.
Yeah. Shit. Okay,
don't be
too daunted by it. The star power.
He's a real gent. He's a real gent.
He is. We had him up here last year, didn't we?
Yeah, that's right.
I'm sure we did. I'm sure I can remember that. I'm not just making it up. So the other thing, just from Normal's point of view and the campaign, and that's that we've had a wonderful benefactor come to Normal and say, here's a whole bunch of money to get some billboards. It's not like a whole bunch of money, but it's more money than we had, which
is
nothing.
Awesome.
And so, because Normal's done this great thing of giving all its money away to make it legal in the Drug Foundation, we've ended up with, it's all great, but we've kind of got none left.
Yeah.
So anyway, we've had this benefactor and they're going to sponsor a whole bunch of billboards. So now we're looking for people who want to put them up.
Is it Kim.com?
I cannot say,
okay.
but no, it's not. But it might be, but
like
it's not.
Like a classic election style billboard in a park, you sort of drive
past
or
your fence or whatever. Yeah,
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, and it could be on your house or something, or the park down the road. And so if it's in the public area, you know, a bit of a hand of putting them up or looking after them, and then you've got to take them down on election eve. And so get in touch with me if you can help with that.
Will the budget cover maybe a cellophane wrap around Sky Tower?
No.
Carry on.
How do they get in touch with you?
At the Hemp Store is a good way to do it, or hit me up via the Normal website, normal.org.nz, or up at the Hemp Store. And we're going to be doing a few little workshops and things up at the shop too. So I hope you're listening, staff, because you'll be doing it. But we'll do some Q&As, and we're going to be doing that over the next few weeks leading up to the referendum. So we'll have some, I'll talk more about it next week, but we'll have some times that people can come in and know that there's someone on hand to answer all of their questions.
Okay. Fun.
And even send in that friend of theirs that you know, has that niggling thing they've wanted to get answered.
Yeah.
If you are listening, you've got a prime piece of real estate and you can accommodate a vote yes billboard just as a, you know, sort of piece of kit looking nice in the front yard.
Mm.
And you can keep it afterwards if you want.
Humble brag as
souvenir.
Well.
Yeah.
Nice one. Okay, Chris.
Get in touch with me. Shop, the Hemp Store is also Normal's phone number 302-5255.
Ka pai. Thanks, mate.
All right.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.